Hello all and welcome back to our National Migrant Scholars Internship Initiative podcast. I am your host, Michael Anthony Suarez.
And today I have the pleasure of interviewing one of our alumni camp scholars, Jose Hernandez. Thank you so much for being here today, Jose.
Thank you. Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in, and I want to just get a little bit of your background. If you could talk a little bit about your major and what you studied.
Okay. Well, my name is Jose Hernandez. I graduated in 2010 from my major was FIM. I did a minor in ABM, which is agribusiness management, and a minor in marketing. And I'm currently working for Mastery Produce. I'm in my eighth year for them, and I'm the director of quality and the procurement.
Could you talk a little bit about your farm working experience when you were growing up and your agriculture experience as well?
So my parents are migrant. My dad came to the U.S. when he was, I think 11 or 12 years old. So, being born in Florida, we kind of follow the crops, you know. He became a farmer himself. So we kind of did works for other farmers and harvest his crop as well. But you know, we kind of did a little bit of everything, you know, the lemon, the watermelon, the tomatoes, the jalapenos, pretty much anything that you can think of that can grow outside, we kind of harvest. And we migrated. I had the opportunity, I would say, to go to 10 to 11 different schools in 1 year. You know, it started from Florida, North Florida to the Carolinas, the North and South, and then Virginia's, and then a little bit of Maryland, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky. So I do know the West Coast because of that, and I'm very proud of what I know and that I did that. I wouldn't, people ask me sometimes if I regret, you know, having that experience, and I tell them every single time, I said, I don't, because it opened me, you know, my way of thinking for me is an advantage, especially in the industry that I'm in now. So for me, the experience was well. And, you know, like I said, we harvest, we laid stack plastics, we moved the dirt, we cleaned up the plastic after the harvest was done, you know, so all the decayed tomatoes and laying on the plastics and the string that was holding up the vines. I did that. We kind of roped them. We put them on, we took them off, we burnt them. So I had the opportunity to do a little bit of everything.
Wow, that's excellent. So you've had all these experiences, right, in working in the agriculture. How did you end up at, you know, Michigan State University? And I just want to let you know, our listeners are from across the nation. So a lot of them are camp students from different programs and they attend different universities. So how was your experience being at MSU, and why did you decide, you know, to come to a university and pursue higher education? Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Yeah. So when first and foremost, I don't really like school, you know, in high school, my head was more of a, hey, I'm gonna work after I graduate, you know, go back to the field, you know, do my own thing, you know, do some farming myself, and then help my family and take care of my family. But my girlfriend, my high school sweetheart, which is my wife now, she always pushed me. She's like, hey, you know, go to school. You can go to school. And I said, you know what? Instead of going to school, let me just go to the Army. Let me go to the Army, see if we can, you know, make something happen there, and then come back to the farming, right? I said, you know what, let me give it a try. So before that, when I did the whole testing and all that, you know, it's the summer. So summers for the migrant workers, that's where we make our money, right? That's where we make the cash. Well, speaking from the East Coast, not from the West Coast, right? From the East Coast, in the summer, that's where you make your money. You work, you know, 60, 70 hours plus, but you're making that overtime. You hustle, right? So once I started doing that, you know, I kind of talked to then, who was Mr. Luis Garcia. I gave him a call, said, hey, you know what? I don't think I'm going to Michigan State. He goes, why? like, because, you know, the money is good here. And he goes, no, you know what, you should come up here. And I think you have a lot more to offer, especially in your industry. So then Mr. Juan called me again. He said, hey, you know, en verdad, Ben, you know, like, really come down here. It's going to be an opportunity for you to learn. You know, it's going to be, you're going to get a different perspective in life. Because of Mr. Juan and Mr. Luis, yeah, and my wife, they kind of pushed me to head that way, you know, and think about the long term, right? Think about the future instead of the short term.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, I think that happens a lot with us, especially our background. We get so used to kind of the money, right, and the transition, and seeing our parents work and kind of dependent on that check also, right, that money that's coming in to support our families, that sometimes we don't think about, you know, the future. We don't think about education and how it will benefit us later on. So it's just so important to have those people that, right, a support system, a community, like you talked about, you know, this recruiter and Luis and your wife now, that kind of supported you through that process. So that's amazing. So what about when you were a student? Can you describe yourself as a student? I know that you said that school wasn't really for you. And I think a lot of people with our background sometimes think that because it's not one of our biggest focus. Our focus is to work and to provide for our family. So how did you navigate as a student, you know, in a Big Ten university?
I was more of I registered to my classes, you know, camp, you know, they were there. They helped me out. They helped me navigate, you know, they told me to do this, do that. You know, like I said, I was 18 years old. I wasn't thinking about going to school, you know, going to the next step. I wasn't thinking about that at all. But they guided me, they helped me, they told me, hey, you have to do this. But pretty much like a parent, right? They were like, hey, you have to do this, and this is next, and this is coming up or whatnot, right? But I was more focused in buying and selling cars. You know, so I seen a lot of cars here for sale cheap. So what I was doing, I was buying and selling cars. But my first year was a disaster. You know, like I said, I wasn't thinking about school. I was more thinking about, you know, the hustle, right? How to make money so I can survive, because my parents weren't helping me out. I was doing it by myself 100%. And with camps, help too, right? So for me, it was an interesting learning experience.
That's awesome. That's good. I mean, I think that for a lot of us, with our backgrounds, right, with the lack of experience being, you know, in a big, you know, big university and not knowing, right, what resources to take advantage of, you know, and things like that, it could definitely be hard. So I'm glad that you at least had, you know, you've always had that hustle in you. And I'm sure that I kind of drove you to finish school, right? And the mentorships that you had also really helped. So my next question is kind of going into, like, what is your brand? Like, who is Jose Hernandez, and what do you strive every day to be? Or what would you say your brand is and who you are?
You know what? I think more for me, the brand in the industry that I'm in, and just as, you know, I'm not trying to be fancy. I'm not trying to, you know, be the person that I'm not. I'm just who I am, and I'm trying to, you know, stay true to my roots. You know, help out. You know, my family, my sibling, people that, you know, that know me. If I can help out, I'll try to give them some advice. You know, and if it's good, I always try to give them the best. You know, the best I can. And in the industry, you know, I'm always here to make business, to you know, to help out each other. If it's a win-win, it has to be a win-win for both. And it's same thing that I apply back home when I go to my parents or to my siblings. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, to be on the newspaper or nothing like that. I just try to be myself. Try to be myself and enjoy and live life.
Perfect. That's awesome. That's great. A lot of students are trying to figure that out right now. They're undergrads and they're a little bit lost, right? Thinking like, who am I? What's my purpose? What advice would you give to them? You know, now that I'm sure you don't have it all figured out, right? You're kind of going day by day. But if you look back when you were a student, what advice would you give to yourself or to a student that's kind of figuring that out right now?
No, you know what? I think, for instance, for me, I'm not saying I do have it figured out, but I do have my goals. Right, at a certain age, I want to have certain amount accomplished. Now with my kids, I try to be there. I try to make sure my day is for them and my time is for them and what I do for the future it's for the best of them, right? And I think it's very important as a student to have your goals, write down your goals. You know, any idea that you have, write it down. Because there's as a young individual, you're always thinking about, you know, about what's next, what can I do, or hey, maybe this is a new app that's gonna hit. Especially not for millennials, right? Not for millennials, we're all over the place. I throw myself in there because I still feel young, which I'm not. But you know, write things down. You know, make sure you have your long term, your short term, and stick with and what you guys have now, what's going on now. I mean, try to live it, but at the same time, you know, think about the future.
Definitely, definitely. That's awesome. No, that makes a lot of sense. And I think students should definitely take advantage of the resources that are provided. And of course, mentors are always something that's important to seek out, for sure. I totally agree with that. So Jose, my next question for you is, you know, what strategies did you use to successfully obtain your current job position?
So for me was the internships. So I think for instance, I come from the College of Agriculture. They had events that I went. I was involved in some of them. You know, they do offer a lot, but I'm a very, how can I say, I picked whatever I wanted that was gonna help me be successful for the next 5 to 10 years, right? So whenever they had, you know, events outside of the state that were, you know, coming to, for instance, the PMA, which is the Produce Marketing Association, right? When I heard about that, I signed up with, well, you have to apply first, and if you get accepted, then you'll go. So when I heard about that, I did that. They took my application in. I became one of their scholars. They flew me down to Anaheim, California. And from there, I seen a different world of the produce industry. See, like I said, I was more of a hands-on, you know, individual, picking tomatoes, you know, stakes, you know, tying up the stakes, rope, tractors, and all that stuff. But in this event, which is called the Produce Marketing Association, I've seen a different level of marketing, a different level of the supply chain, a different level of the food safety, you know, industry, just the sales and everything behind that. For me, it was very impressive. And I told myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to stick to what I have. I'm going to stick to my roots of what I know and just take it to the next level and become successful.
That's awesome. So what would you, if there's one thing that you could give advice to a student is like a camp scholar, what advice would that be? To get a good job in the future?
Internships. I think internships are very important. Internships will give you a feel of what's gonna be the next thing for your future. You know, if you're thinking, for instance, if you're doing an internship and maybe, I don't know, maybe business or analytics, you know, maybe sitting behind a computer is not the ideal job. It's not something that you're thinking of, you know. Or for instance, for me, it was more of, you know, the marketing, the sales, right? So whenever I came here, right, they kind of showed me a little bit of everything. And I kind of selected what I wanted and told them, hey, this is what I feel like I can give you guys the most. But as an internship, if you do an internship, you kind of, you know, get a feel of what's going to happen next.
Can you go a little bit, you know, in depth about what your role is with the company and what you do?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. So I'm part of the procurement department, right? So what we do here is we procure product from different countries to meet our demand, right? So everything that we market and sell and believe in, it's the greenhouse industry. You know, we're Masonry Produce is the largest greenhouse industry in North America, and we're pretty much and all over the U.S. and Japan and Europe. Not all over Europe, as a small little section, but we're all over the U.S. You know, we service the top 25 retailers in the U.S. like the Costco, the Meijer, Walmart. So anything that you see with the Sunset logo, You know, if you look at the product and it says grown in Mexico, or product from Mexico, we know and we do have a relationship with each of those farms. So part of my job is to make sure those farms are producing a good, you know, flavorful product that we come to the, that we promise our consumers and customers, you know, every single day for each delivery.
That's really good to hear. Another question that I had for you is, what like advice would you give to, you know, a student right now that is at an internship or starting at a new job? Like, what would you tell them to do as they are starting to get that work experience, whether they're doing an internship or they just, you know, they're starting a new job?
You know what, because, you know, sometimes as an intern, you know, we think, and I say we because I'm putting myself in their shoes, is we think we have to do what they're asking us, right? But being an intern in how society now with the new millennials, you know, being an intern, you can always ask whoever your direct contact or your supervisor, your boss, you know, whoever hired you in, you can tell them, hey, you know what, I feel like I can do something better. I feel like, you know, I can give you guys more information if I do this. I kind of like doing this kind of stuff, right? There's two things you can get out of it. It's a win-win for both, right? You're an intern, could be paid, non-paid, but if you're an intern that's getting paid, and you have a semester left or a year left, they're always gonna come back and say, hey, we like what you did, want you to come back. And if they gave you that leeway to do what you liked, then you're gonna come back to work with them because you kind of like the atmosphere, you kind of like what you did, you kind of like what you, you know, like, it's not really work for you no more, it's more of a what you like doing every single day.
Perfect. No, that makes a lot of sense. I think it's definitely important for students to take that initiative and to ask questions and to, while they're at their internship, to make the, you know, the most of it. I think that is definitely important because in the future, you never know how that will benefit you, you know, or the employer. So my last question for you, Jose, is what advice would you give to students right now that are scared to step out of their comfort zone, whether they're doing an internship or they're at a job?
My advice for them would be, you know, to ask questions. If maybe for them to know yourself too, right? Like if you don't like doing that, being more outspoken or talking in front of, you know, a lot of people or letting other people know what's going on, you know, I think it's best first you have to know yourself. And if you're like me, you know, just tell your boss, hey, you know what, I want to meet with you. Do you have a second? Do you have, you know, 5 minutes or so we can talk? And then from there, let him know what you feel like, what you feel, or how can he in a way help you, right? It's like, you know, as an intern, but it all depends on each individual. You should know yourself. And if you're like that, then I think that's gonna work, and you're gonna become a lot more successful than what you already are.
Awesome. No, thank you. That's great advice. Jose, well, thank you so much for doing this interview. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
No, hopefully I was clear. You know, I tend to talk a little bit fast, but hopefully it helps out to the people out there.
Excellent. No, yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much.
There you have it. Join us next time as we interview more camp scholars and their experience in the workforce. Remember, if you are a current or past camp participant, please feel free to contact the NMSI office with any questions.